The truth about Donald Trump's vindictive niece and her so-called tell-all book in a moment. But first, the Democrat convention was filled with lies, personal attacks, and distortions. The media questioned none of it. When the Republican convention answered those charges Democrats and the media had laid upon Trump, they cried foul. First Lady Melania Trump gave an upbeat speech, and Biden supporters attacked her. That has-been singer Bette Midler called this First Lady a U.S. citizen who speaks five languages, an illegal alien who can't speak perfect English. Midler hasn't had a hit since Babe Ruth was a baby. Like most of Hollywood, she is a certified buffoon. I share credit today with RedState.com, Tom Cleary of Heavy.com, and Matt Margolis of PJ Media. A massive fire begins with one little spark. Left alone, that spark will spread and destroy. That's where we are in America today. The chaos in cities like Portland and Seattle continues, not to mention the skyrocketing murder rates in places like Chicago and New York. But it's not just our major cities. This anarchy knows no bounds. On Sunday, the 23rd, BLM and Antifa invaded Kenosha, Wisconsin, throwing bricks at the police, rioting, and burning. The death of a black man at the hands of the police was used as the reason for destroying innocent people's property. Remember, there was a time in America when mob rule was used. Cattle rustlers were often lynched by a mob without a trial. Many of them were innocent. Black Americans were lynched for being black or considered too uppity. Authorities acted to stop such madness back then, and our court system was reinforced. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, we have video of a black man named Jacob Blake walking away from the police after struggling with them and opening his vehicle door. He had young children in the back seat. A policeman, holding on to the black man's shirt, fired some 7 shots into this man's back. On the surface, this is a horrendous example of police brutality. What we do not know, and what an investigation should show, is whether this man was reaching for a weapon to use against the officer. Reports are that he already had a knife in his hand. We need to know all of the facts before arriving at a conclusion. That's not what happened in Kenosha. A mob formed, and violence followed. Innocent people who had no part in the shooting saw their property set on fire. There is no excuse for such illegal actions. None. Let the courts work as intended instead of jumping to conclusions and promoting violence. It does appear to me that excessive force was used. 7 shots fired into this man's back would seem excessive. But still, we have a court system to deal with these things, not mob rule. This appears to happen only when blacks are killed by whites. In the case of a white 5-year-old boy recently shot to death at point-blank range by a black neighbor, there was no rioting or burning. There was also little media attention. In this case, and others like it, where whites are killed by blacks, we don't see the mindless violence from the white community. Why do these mobs form and begin to loot and burn? Because they have found they can get away with it. This is true of Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots as well. Meanwhile, millionaire ballplayers walk out on games to support Black Lives Matter, an anarchist organization that uses black lives as a cover for their riots and to receive hundreds of millions of dollars from naive celebrities, pro ball players, and nefarious organizations led by people like George Soros, who want to destroy America. I have sworn off pro sports altogether. Racists like LeBron James running up and down a court in shorts hold no interest for me. James is an overt racist. He has said he does not like white people and wants no white friends. LeBron James does not even know me. Does he know you? How then can he lump all white people into a negative category and not be a racist? We're told not to do that to all black people. Since that is LeBron James's stand, why should a white person buy a ticket to watch him play basketball? Only a moron might believe that a black human being created by God doesn't matter. That whole line of thinking was created to chip away at our country's underpinnings. This violence will continue to spread because the left has cowered authorities into submission. We should demand a thorough investigation into every shooting in America, especially those by police officers who hold ultimate power over the citizenry. But when someone deliberately tries to maim or kill a police officer by hurling bricks and Molotov cocktails at them, the police should be empowered to meet force with equal force. In the Kenosha riots, the mob tried to burn police officers alive in their precinct building by cementing the exits after starting fires. That is how depraved these paid rioters are. Unfortunately, the Democrats and media response has been to tacitly enable the violence. Whether we're talking about their encouraging of the riots, their trashing of Trump for trying to stop the riots, or their push to handicap the police, which is directly costing the lives of the very minority citizens they claim to care about. Now, as the political winds show signs of shifting against them, they're looking to change the narrative. Byron York chronicled some of the recent examples, headlines like, "More concern about Portland riots are backfiring on anti-Trump cause," or "Voices on the left concerned about rioters in Portland." No longer arguing it's peaceful and wondering about it backfiring. For more than 3 months, riots, looting, and burnings have visited Portland every single night. Portland's downtown has been virtually destroyed. Many businesses have been burned, others looted and then destroyed. These businesses were owned by people who, in many cases, had their entire life savings wiped out in one night of mindless destruction. These are not protests, and those involved are not peaceful protesters. They never were peaceful. Riots, violence, looting, and burning began the very first night of these so-called peaceful protests. Morning TV host Joe Scarborough chooses to laughably blame for rioting that predated the federal deployment by about 50 days on Donald Trump. But even Scarborough understands that the fires and violence are costing Democrats. The violent behavior by Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the rest of their base is helping Trump. Congresswoman Claire McCaskill said on July 27 that anyone who participates in violence or property damage in the context of a protest is disrespecting the legacy of John Lewis and helping Donald Trump. It is telling to note that not a single Democrat member of Congress has been willing to denounce the riots and violence. There is a major problem for the left, though. Once you let this genie out of the bottle, you can't put it back in. Democrats unleashed and encouraged these radicals for short-term political gain. And to some extent, there's evidence it worked in conjunction with the coronavirus. But no one wearing black and setting fires to a courthouse or sucker-punching an old man or woman cares what Joe Scarborough or Lanny Davis have to say. Nor do they care what Joe Biden has to say, for that matter. These are true believers who are well paid by white billionaires like George Soros, who seek to destroy America. And they will keep fighting their revolution until stopped. You feed the alligator, and you will get eaten eventually. Democrats have fed this alligator daily for months. Now they will pay the price. Unfortunately, many innocent people have to pay the price with them. Trump's campaign strategy of taking action with federal law enforcement and pointing out the violence is a good one, and I predict it will pay dividends. Some polls are already showing the disgust among voters for the riots and a rise in Trump's approval ratings. If you wonder where the anarchists stand on Joe Biden and Harris, just take your computer and type in antifa.com. Unless it's been hastily changed in the last couple of days, it will pop up with a picture of Joe Biden and call for dollars to be sent to the Biden campaign, signaling Antifa's solidarity with the Biden-Harris ticket. It's hard for rational people to understand the left in this country. In the past week, I've seen liberal friends and acquaintances taking to social media to declare their support for the protest rioters. These otherwise somewhat reasonable people with questionable politics have been overcome by their need to virtue signal their anti-racism bona fides by supporting violence, destruction of property, looting, and assault. They say things like, "What did you expect? These people felt they weren't being heard with their peaceful protests." Really? First of all, there were never peaceful protests. Secondly, it was clear from 24/7 newspaper, magazine, and television coverage that the protests were being heard. Another claim is, "This is the First Amendment." Not so. Free speech ends where violence begins. All of us have a right to speak freely, but none of us has a right to burn someone else's property. Here's another fake claim in support of the anarchists. "This is no different than the Boston Tea Party." Well, would these same people make similar arguments if pro-life protesters were bombing and burning abortion clinics right now? If animal rights groups were rioting and burning property? Would they be saying things like, "When your voice isn't being heard in peaceful protest, this is what happens"? Or, "What did you expect?" These anti-abortionists felt they weren't being heard with their peaceful protests, so they decided they would burn buildings. We put a stop to that pretty soon. Of course, this should not be the way people think. And that's a problem, because you cannot protest inequities in law enforcement while simultaneously arguing that their group is entitled to riot and destroy property simply because they feel like it, and other groups are not entitled. Curiously, the same people who called anyone who wouldn't wear a mask in public a murderer now proudly stand in solidarity with their rioting comrades who weren't achieving anything remotely close to social distancing, even as they stole televisions, liquor, and Air Jordan shoes, and call that justice for George Floyd. And now, liberals who thrive on white guilt are defending this violent behavior because it makes them think they sound woke. I have many disagreements with liberal friends, and while most disagreements can be explained by a difference in ideology, it is hard to wrap my head around anyone making excuses for the destruction of innocent people's property. And yet, we're seeing it happen all over, coming from elected officials, media pundits, friends, and neighbors. I haven't seen anyone, black or white, Republican or Democrat, justify what happened to George Floyd. But I have seen members of his family call for an end to the violence and destruction, And so far, those calls have gone unheard by those claiming to be acting in his name. Even Joe Biden seems unwilling to distinguish between a peaceful protest and rioters, because apparently not showing solidarity with the rioters means you're a racist, I suppose. There are much better ways to express anger at perceived injustice. They don't involve in destroying property and killing innocent people. The fact that this concept even needs to be explained to otherwise reasonable adults is disturbing and bodes ill for our future. Frankly, the death of George Floyd could have brought our country together, but instead, peaceful protests quickly devolved into riots and looting, and by not condemning the destructive behavior, the political left has effectively endorsed it. Do we really want these people running the country? And a nation ready to explode with riots, burning, looting, and killing, what does the Bible say about dealing with racism, prejudice, and violence? I'm going to pause here for a moment to allow the atheists and agnostics in the audience to get their ears covered and grab their barf bags. Heaven forbid they should be exposed to the Word of God. Okay, when it comes down to it, there's really only one race, the human race. The Apostle Paul, speaking about our Creator, said that, quote, "He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods in the boundaries of their dwelling place." Acts chapter 17, verse 26. Since we all descended from one man, we are all essentially the same. Yes, there are cultural, societal, and physical differences, but the truth is every nation came from one man, and that man was Adam. The Bible makes it clear that no child of God has any excuse for rioting, looting, burning, or hurting others. Since God made us all from the same man, Adam, there's no reason for racism or prejudice. Life on earth is hard enough as it is, without mankind creating even more problems. We are all individuals. This nonsense about blacks being all alike or whites being all alike is just that, nonsense. Now, somebody go tell the atheists and agnostics that it's okay to unplug their ears. Now to the Trump book, written by his nasty niece, Mary. Remember when the Democrats and NBC dropped a bombshell about Donald Trump's sexist comments just before the 2016 election? Footage shows that NBC had been sitting on that for years. Well, they're back at it, using Trump's vindictive niece, Mary, and her so-called tell-all book. This 55-year-old niece has been battling Trump for years. She is a die-hard Democrat who wants Joe Biden to win in 2020. Her book revealed that it was her. She was the major source behind the New York Times 2018 report on the Trump family taxes. This sinister woman secretly taped Trump's sister for more than 15 hours in 2018 and 2019 and used it as fodder for a book she intended to write. Mary Trump has been involved in a feud with Donald Trump dating back to 2000, when she and her brother contested Trump's parents' will. This is all about money. Mary Trump is the daughter of Fred Trump Jr. and Linda Trump, and her father died in 1981 at the age of 43 after battling alcoholism. Mary is the eldest grandchild of Fred Trump Sr., Donald's father. We can understand Donald Trump better if we start with this. Donald J. Trump was born into a nest of vipers. His father was an overbearing man who expected perfection from his children. Donald looked up to his older brother, Fred Jr. But Fred was weak. Trump said this, quote, I saw people really taking advantage of Fred, and the lesson I learned was always to keep up my guard 100%, whereas he didn't. Fred didn't feel that there was any reason for that, which is a fatal mistake in life. End quote. That bad blood between Mary Trump and her brother Fred Trump III and her aunts and uncles, especially Donald Trump, dating back to 2000 when the two children of Fred Jr. sued their relatives to contest the will of Fred Trump Sr. They wanted money. Mary Trump, I have said, is an avid Democrat who voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. She has said of Hillary Clinton, quote, "She is an extraordinary human being and public servant," end quote. So much for her judgment. What kind of person secretly tapes hour after hour of a relative to get dirt on a book attacking their uncle? As for Trump's sister, the person being secretly taped, she was a no-show at her own brother's funeral. Donald Trump learned how to fight from his earliest days. His times in New York real estate with union goons and Shylocks steeled him for the battles that lay ahead. Trump is not someone to go with the flow. He is not a professional, silver-tongued career politician, and he speaks his mind. The man is as transparent as it gets. And that gets him into trouble sometimes, as Democrats and their media attack dogs lurk in the shadows, seeking a word or phrase from Trump to misrepresent. Meanwhile, the best the Democrats can offer us is a tired old man who's been in Washington politics for 47 years and has less to show for it than a fisherman with a hole in his net. Odds that Biden would not be able to serve a full term are extremely great, and that would put Kamala Harris in the presidency. A woman who wants to take our means of self-protection away, and who seeks to make prostitution in America legal. That should come as no surprise, since Kamala Harris slept her way up in politics. That's harsh, but it's true. We can do better than that, and we must do better than that, or the democracy we have enjoyed will be the socialism of tomorrow. I want you to consider the difference in the Democrat and Republican conventions. The Democrats use those to spend 80% of their time jumping on Donald Trump, not telling us what Joe Biden can do or showing us what he's going to do. They deal in generalities, not specifics. Joe Biden is part of the problem, not the solution. He keeps saying that, hey, look, I've been in politics for 47 years, look where it's led us, and saying, well, give me the 48th year, and I'll clean it all up. Does that strike you as a little odd? And Kamala Harris would be a disaster as president of the United States. She'd be a disaster even as vice president because she would have Biden's ear. Anybody who thinks that Joe Biden, with his state of mind now, is going to be running the show, didn't buy a ticket. Joe Biden has never accomplished anything of substance in 47 years in Congress. And yet Democrats want to put him in as president. I honestly don't believe that they think Joe Biden can do it. I do believe that they think that Kamala Harris would step in. I'm not sure that's not what they planned all along. If not Kamala Harris, then someone else like Kamala Harris. We have a real decision to make this November. All of my life, and I'll be 78 on the 29th of September, all of my life I've heard people say that this next election would be the most important in our lives. I think they were all important, but I honestly believe that this one, on November 3rd, is going to be the turning point for America. We're either going to reelect Donald Trump, with all of his flaws. I'm not pretending the man doesn't have any flaws. Of course he does. He's a human being. But with all of those flaws, Donald Trump has gotten more done in 4 years than Obama and Biden were able to do in 8. In 4 years, he has accomplished more than Joe Biden in 47 years in Washington. And if we do not turn out to vote, I can tell you without question that the liberal left is going to turn out to vote. The Rob Reiners, the Bette Midlers, and other Hollywood celebrities are going to be out there chomping at the bit to get Donald Trump out of office. You see, Donald Trump said he was going to drain the swamp, and he has set about trying to do it. They don't want the swamp drained. And there are a lot of Republicans who are in power in Washington who don't want the swamp drained. I hope you'll turn out on November 3rd. Thank you for listening today. You can reply to my commentaries at tom@tomjoyner.net. That's tom@tomjoyner.net. And this is Tom Joyner. And I'll be back again next week, God willing, same time and same station.